It's 7:45. Good morning, Anthony Myrtle with KRWG News. New Mexico health insurance regulators say statewide enrollment in Medicaid is on the rise. State regulators said Tuesday that Medicaid enrollment increased by roughly 8,650 people in April over the previous month. The insurance superintendent's office says the state can expect to see more people shifting from employer-based health insurance to the federally subsidized plan for residents living in poverty as unemployment grows across the state. Las Cruces, El Paso, and cities across the nation are losing a national home furnishings chain headquartered in North Texas. On Tuesday, Pier 1 announced plans to liquidate its business. As KERA's Rachel Oser-Lindley reports, Pier 1 says it will wind down operations as soon as stores can safely reopen.
The Fort Worth-based company previously filed for bankruptcy in February. Pier 1 CEO Robert Riesbeck said in a statement that the already challenging retail environment was compounded by the coronavirus pandemic. That ultimately derailed a months-long effort to find a buyer to continue operating the business, which is more than 500 locations in the U.S. Pier 1 says it will initiate closing efforts and liquidation sales when COVID-19 guidelines from the government and public health officials allow the retailer to reopen its stores. I'm Rachel Oser-Lindley in Dallas.
Time now for a local viewpoint. Some analysts warn that science, not politics, must drive our response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Some thoughts now from commentator Peter Goodman.
I felt a certain dissonance while watching our governor's long press conference on science-based efforts to reopen New Mexico safely. She and the doctors were discussing how to balance science, economics, and human nature to avoid a big spike in COVID-19 cases as we reopen. Meanwhile, Facebook posts insisted the pandemic is grossly exaggerated, even that unspecified elites have ginned this up to control us better. I don't agree, but hope to talk to those folks further. It's like two different worlds. Friends say these naysayers are the same folks who deny climate change. I try to engage with them for three reasons. One, I don't know everything and might learn something. Two, I've passionately expressed highly unpopular views and know how that feels. Three, it's quite possible COVID-19 deniers who spurn masks could endanger someone they care about. The governor and the doctors seem serious and concerned and cite convincing evidence. David Scrace is our Anthony Fauci. They admit what they don't know and change details as the evidence develops. They could be wrong, but they're damn sure trying, as reasonably as possible, to get it right. They understand everyone's frustration and the serious pain a busted economy causes. As with climate change, opponents tend to cite occasional outlying statements by doctors, stress minor inconsistencies, and shout louder. Others enjoy Donald Trump's cavalier dismissal of any science that doesn't suit him. Everything has to be partisan now. We must root for our team with absolute loyalty. Each of us is sometimes guilty of that. I know I am. And people don't like to be told what to do. I've spent my whole life fighting against being told what to do or think. It sure seems that this virus is a serious problem. More communicable than the flu, but far less than measles was before vaccines. 90,000 dead in 2 or 3 months is significant, particularly despite preventive measures that are shown by studies to decrease the spread. It's sad to see folks cite the success of preventive measures as an argument against those preventive measures. Cloth masks can help keep me from spreading the virus if I get infected. I might not even know, because we're most dangerous during the last few days before symptoms appear. Wearing the mask cuts the odds I'll spread the virus. I'm not seeing why that's unmanly or ungodly. The more people can avoid infecting others, the better chance your 90-year-old grandfather and our economy will survive. The enemy is this virus, which isn't even alive. Not Michelle Lujan Grisham or Donald Trump. As with World War II's draft, rationing, and shortages, it's time to suck it up and try to do the right thing for our community and country. When we're bickering about Donald and Joe, a flashy Facebook meme, trashing the enemy, sparks a quick reach for the share button. But this virus warrants a more thoughtful approach, like critically reading facts, not someone's ideological spin, with an open mind. Someone's life may depend on you.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News and at KRWG.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.